So, as we know, when you're auditing, you'll receive written statements from the company's management, and these are known as written representations. They're crucial because they confirm certain facts or conditions related to the audit. Sometimes you might find that what management has told you in these written representations doesn't match up with other evidence you've gathered. When this happens, it's a signal to have a closer look. You may need to reassess how risky you think the audit is, and possibly carry out more audit procedures to get to the bottom of things. If you start having doubts about the management's abilities, honesty, ethical standards, or how diligently they follow their own rules, it's essential to question the reliability of everything they've told you, whether it's in writing or verbally. This could lead to significant decisions, like changing the opinion you were going to give on the company's financial statements. And in extreme cases, if the issues are severe and the law permits, you might even decide to step away from the audit. This type of change you make to your opinion depends on the specific issues you've encountered. For example, if you believe there's a high risk that the financial statements might be misleading, issuing a disclaimer of opinion, which means you're stating that you're unable to give an opinion, might be the appropriate response. Understanding how to deal with written representations from management is key to conducting a thorough and reliable audit. It's about ensuring that the financial statements you're auditing give a true and fair view of the company's financial position. I hope this explanation helps clarify the importance of written representations from management in the auditing process. Keep studying and you'll build a strong foundation in auditing principles.